Ho ho ho, and welcome to the Vagabond Dilemma. In today's episode, we talk about beaver hitman parties, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and taking shots and missing all of them. That's right, very Christmassy stuff indeed. So cozy up in front of your fireplace and enjoy.
Hello!
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Hey, we're both happy.
That's probably gonna sound kind of desynced, actually.
Probably, very, very so.
It is what it is. Let me retake that hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Vagabond Dilemma.
Well, don't make me feel things in my nether region.
Ayo. Let's restart. You know what? Let's scrap this. Let's scrap this entire intro. Let's restart, huh? I don't know if I feel comfortable putting this out anymore. This is kind of...
Come on. Welcome to the Vagabond Dilemma. Chop, chop.
Yeah, welcome to the Vagabond Dilemma. The only podcast in the world. So, let's get into it.
That's just... You're going to leave it at that?
Now, all right. We pick an explorer. We explore their background. We talk about their mission and then where they disappeared and make up their demise.
Mm-hmm. Wow, very dramatic. Very, very dramatic.
Well,
yeah.
How's it hanging, bud?
It's hanging. I've been doing great in Italian Duolingo.
Oh God.
Everything. I'm in the above 95th percentile, as in, like, you know, I don't make many mistakes so far.
Okay.
I've been hanging out with some Italians in lectures, so my life has been pretty great. I don't know what or why, but 22 apparently is like a threshold.
Okay.
Because we're recording this after I just somewhat recently actually turned 22.
Mm.
And the morning I woke up, I was like, you know what? Because this is what I do, by the way, every morning. Like, picture this: I have a bunk bed, right? And every morning, like 7 o'clock, ring, ring. Rudy, eyes like open, and I just like front flip out of my bed and then like land in a squat position and then like rise up and I'm like, I am here, like a Disney like villain something, right? But in the morning of the 22nd birthday, I did that and my knees popped.
Yeah, I was about to say maybe you're so fucking insane because every day when you do the front flip, you hit your head on the ceiling.
Would explain a lot, wouldn't it?
Your knees popped.
Yes.
You fell and you couldn't get up anymore.
Yeah, and the rest of the day I was walking like a duck.
Speaking of duck, you know, did I tell you that I wanted to... that I had duck a weekend ago?
What? Oh, as a food!
Yes. I had, well, duck for the first time, and now I want to... I was hyped up about, like, Chinese duck
cuisine.
I don't know what the dish is called, but there's a Chinese, like, crispy duck dish.
I think it's Peking duck.
Yeah, it could be that. That might be it. And I want to try it now. Well, maybe that's what I'll do today. My day is open.
Do it. It's jolly season. Go make yourself happy.
Yay. Ah. I also wanted to see a movie. Actually, I need to go get my bike first. I brought my bike away on Tuesday. He said, hey, I'll call you Thursday. Now it's Saturday, and where's my bike? What's the deal? Right?
They say they'll call you back, and then where'd they go? Where did they go, huh?
I'm going to sort that out after we finish the recording here today.
What if you never finish the recording?
Then I guess I'll never get my bike. Boing.
What? Yeah, well, any news?
For me?
Well, you've been following the World Cup, haven't you?
I didn't want to talk about that, actually.
Yeah, Henry's betting.
I'm not, but
Henry
okay.
Henry is actually betting actual money, as in, like, triple digits on every game.
Yeah. You know that I made an account to bet, like, at this point, like, I want to say 4 years ago. Like, it was a long time ago. It was basically when I just turned 18 and was, like, mildly into gambling.
The truth comes out.
I mean, it's like, whoa, I can earn money, bah, let's go. Anyway, I made an account, I put $20 in it, I bet on football matches, I lost everything within about a span of 2 weeks, and I was like, alright, let's never do this again, and that's basically this, where I'm at right now, ever since.
Well, lesson learned, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just do a World Cup bracket with my family, that's funny enough already, you know? Doesn't have to.
I once gambled with my cousin. We were playing poker. I was left in dirt. So, never again. Oh, okay.
Well, I've done that before, but I don't consider that, like, the same type of gambling.
Oh, no. I was poor, lived under a bridge for 3 months. She couldn't care less.
She brought you her trash so you could have some dinners. Well, all right. No, what I wanted to say is, you know, I saw a video this week because I've been.
That wasn't me. I swear to God, that wasn't me.
Well, tell that to the police, buddy.
Bruh, he asked. I was not even like that wasn't me, by the way, right? But if it would have been me.
Uh-huh.
The dude in that, like, the other dude in the video asked, and I was like, ah, fine, it's, you know, would have been if I would have done it, a funny bit, right?
Right.
And then the person who's definitely not me in the video did the thing, and then, well, now everybody's asking about this mysterious person in the video.
It definitely wasn't Rudy shoving a grandma and stealing her fake teeth, but, you know. Anyway, what I actually wanted to say is I saw a video this week on Latvian colonization. Isn't that interesting?
What?
This is the only place where I talk about Latvia, like, always. I feel like it was nice to bring it up.
Latvian colonization, as in, like, that Latvia had colonies?
Yes.
What, Tobago?
Yes.
The only one?
What, the only one? That's more than fucking I personally have ever had.
Yeah, well, so, you compare yourself to 2 million people.
Yeah. I mean, how does it feel to be a colonizer, Rudy? I hate to interrupt you for this, but how does it feel?
Well, I think the guy actually wasn't Latvian. He was a German living in Latvia.
Still counts.
I don't know, mate. Yeah,
it does.
Latvians were dumb as rock back then. We were illiterate. If I remember correctly, it was something, what, Jakobs or something like that, no?
I mean, I don't remember anymore. I don't remember that much specifics. I just know it was...
It was one of the German overlords in Latvia, I think, who owned it. I don't remember properly, but...
Tobago and one small colony in Africa.
Oh, there was another one?
Well, it was just... That's where they got the slaves, Rudy. Uh-huh. That's right. That's where you got the slaves.
Yeah, little sicko.
But yeah, that dissolved pretty fast. I just thought it was, well, interesting. Yeah. Shall we get into it?
I've been waiting.
Right, okay. You better not say that one more time or I'm gonna leave this call and this podcast forever. This motherfucker, he's pretending like I'm the one that's making him wait. Meanwhile, I've been waiting 10 minutes and he's just rambling about nonsense, you know.
Yeah, well, we just kid.
Yeah.
And also, if you take proportions of how much you get on my nerves and vice versa, I think I'm in the green. Whilst you're if there's a scale of 1500, let's say, I'm up in the 1600s, they're like low scale 200.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you. Hey, maybe we should just call it off, huh?
Start the podcast, please.
All right. Well, today we're... Okay, actually, let me give a little bit of backstory to my choice here. I've been doing, a lot of, like, sea explorers. A lot of sea explorers. And today I thought, while I was looking for explorers, I thought, let's do something else. So I settled on James Harrod, who was born between 1742 and 1746. The exact date is unknown, because there's a little funny story about that. What happened is he enlisted in the army, saying he was 16. Okay. But It turned out, in hindsight, it was like, nah, he definitely wasn't 16. So, they don't know when he was born because they never got his, like, real age, let's say.
Huh? Okay. So, but where's the dude come from?
Well, he was born in America.
America.
In the British colony of Pennsylvania.
They must like so, pennies there.
Yes. Penny vampires.
What? Okay, move on.
Alright, anyway. So, this was back, so 1742, right? It was still a British colony, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, he's best known for settling the areas west of the Allegheny Mountains, and you don't need Google Maps for this because I'm just going to explain it. It's not a like Google Maps episode. It's just a mountain range stretching from Pennsylvania through West Virginia. And so, back in the day when, you know, the colonies were still expanding, they had to have people travel west to settle new towns and shit, and that's basically what he did. Mm-hmm. Right?
He was a settler.
He was a settler, exactly. A frontiersman. So, alright, moving on. So, to his early life, like I said, his birth date is unknown because of his little snafu in the army. He was born to a family of 12 children, so the parents, they were quite active.
Holy shit! 12 yeah. children in that day and age where you can literally die from giving birth.
Yes. Well,
holy jeez. I mean, what else can you do up in the mountains? I don't know. Like, I guess to keep warm. Makes yeah, sense.
To keep warm, let's create a bunch of children, huh?
And then, well, if you all, if you sleep in a pile, it's a bigger pile for more people.
All right. Well, when he was born, his family were already frontiersmen. So that's people that live on the edge of the settled and unsettled areas of the country, of the colonies, right? This also means that there's a lot of danger because you're on, like, the edge of, like, the wilderness and
the
civilization, let's say.
Of glory!
Yeah, and that's why a couple of family members also died, you know? Maybe that's why they needed 12, to get some replacements in there.
Oh, it's when the natives come to collect the dues.
Yeah, his mother and his brother died because of a Native American raid.
Well, then. You must pay the price for the blood moon.
So he was very skilled at stuff like hunting, fishing, just survivalism, let's say. Because he was a frontiersman as well. And he also served in the army.
He's to, in the army now.
Because this era, as you might know from my last episode, it's exactly the same era. Because
yes.
he served in the French and Indian War, as it's known in America. A.K.A. the Seven Years War. So, which you might remember from our boy La Perouse, who was a...
Oh, we know all about the Seven Years War and how Britain ate shit.
Yes, they did. No, wait, the Seven Years War they won.
Whoa, which one did they eat shit in?
The American Revolution.
Oh.
That was later. Which, spoiler alert, he also was in. Hey yo, who would have thought?
Hey yo.
Anyway, so, La Perouse, our boy from a couple weeks back, he was the naval officer there for France. Well, our boy Harrod here was a soldier for the British colonies of North America.
Crossover episode?
Let's do it. So, the French and the British fought, the British won, where they gained a lot of territory in North America, and this is where James Harrod comes in, because he was one of the people selected to make journeys westward into the French territories to, you know, for exploration and settling, checking out the new territories. Furthermore, let me see. Oh, I accidentally...
Stalling for time, people.
I'm
when
not
Henry
stalling.
Doesn't have content, then this is what he does.
Bro, I have... You just sit here silent as hell. It's not my fault. Anyway, So, North American Revolution... Oh, yeah. The 7 Years' War also led, in the end, to the American Revolution down the line, you know? Mm-hmm. And he was also active in that. And like I said, the settling, right? Sorry, it's a bit, a little bit messy, but anyway.
Well, the judge will decide to forgive you later on. Let's see how you do in the rest of the episode.
Well, we're almost at the... like I said, it's a short one.
Oh, we're almost at the thing already?
Yes, we are. So, Rudy, you're gonna maybe have to... I don't have a lot of story this time, because it's, this guy, he's kind of... It's quite simple, really.
So?
But, you know, as an inland explorer who basically his exploration was his backyard, maybe it's not that exciting, huh?
Well, but the backyard is the unexplored wilderness of teeming natives.
Yes, it is. Alright, so let's move on to the settling lifestyle, huh? So, in 1774, he was ordered to lead an exploration to check out the lands in what is nowadays known as Kentucky. So, he was one of the pioneer settlers in Kentucky.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
So, they explored, they made a settlement in Kentucky, and they had to abandon it within a year because somewhere else, back in Pennsylvania, I think it was, they had to aid the person that gave them this like task in the first place in a native or against, sorry, they had to aid them in suppressing a Native American uprising.
Jesus Christ.
And, you know, they said, all right, let's do it. Let's. But they arrived the day after the only battle of the war occurred.
So oh, my really, God.
They really didn't do shit. Then they went back to their settlements in Kentucky. They named it Harrodstown. I wonder why. And they later
because of a girl he knew named Harrod.
Burr. He himself is called Harrod.
I know. Move on.
Burr. Yeah, I don't know. You said that so earnestly.
Yeah, because I'm a good actor.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
I am. Well, you believed it.
Anyway, they later renamed it to Harrodsburg in his honor. Then the settlement, you know, couple years living there, expanded rapidly. He was also not the only one in Kentucky, by the way. There were a lot of other famous explorers.
Oh, really? I thought he's the only person in the whole of Kentucky, then.
You're really on something today, huh, buddy? I'm just saying, there's a lot of famous, like, explorers that were around Kentucky at that time. But they didn't go missing, and this poor sap did. Yeah, so because of his successful settlement, he gained a large amount of influence in the area. He his settlement became the county seat, so he was big in the politics game. So he got a lot of land.
Shit. He got the bling.
Yeah, kind of. He was enriched, for lack of a better term.
Uh-huh.
And one note that has to be said is he wasn't like... So a couple of family members died to Native Americans and stuff, you know. He wasn't bitter towards them, let's say. He was nice. He tried to be multicultural. He tried to learn languages as well. Also French.
A respectable gentleman with common sense.
There you go. So, but he did fight against North Native Americans several
Never
times.
Never mind
so.
What I said. I completely forgot that fact.
I mean, it just depends on how you look at it, I guess, huh? Either way... I don't know, maybe something to consider. Maybe something you might find interesting to play around with
later. Yeah.
So, that was mainly it for the main story. We're going to move on to how we disappeared in a second. But before that, you know, we love a good quiz question.
Hello.
This is not really directly related to the story, but given that at the time they were settling Kentucky, I was interested in finding this out. Why did they name it Kentucky?
Because of the chicken.
No.
Because it was definitely known as Kentucky Fried Chicken back then. So I have to name a state after this.
Yeah, the colonel, he was the real pioneer. He was just sitting there with a bunch of chickens, fried them in oil. And was like, holy shit, let's name the state after this, huh?
Honestly, that would be the most American thing to do. If you think about it.
It'd be so stupid if the state was named after the chicken and not the other way around. yeah, that of course wasn't it.
Okay, I know.
Go ahead.
So it's a ship, like it's a ship name, but not like a ship name, you know, like a boat, like a people. They knew a Kent and a
Plucky. They knew an Ucky.
And then those two people were very famous, and that couple got like fangirled about, and then they were like, "Well, the ship name is Kentucky."
Oh my God! It's Kent and Ucky.
I said Plucky. You.
Oh, I said Ucky. But Plucky fits well in the chicken theme, huh? Yes, it is Kentucky. Ay. All right, well, the real origin, kind of disputed, but this is the first one I found. And you know the first one's always the right one, huh? Thanks, Google. It was derived from a Native American word, Kentake. That's probably not pronounced correctly, by the way. Which means meadowland.
Meadowland. Are there a lot of meadows there?
I tried to look it up. Well, actually, I looked up.
When you in Google Maps just search Kentucky, USA, the picture is big city and a lake or a river. So I saw you see no meadows there.
Okay, but if you look at the biggest feature, of course, you know what meadows are, right?
Yes.
Well, they're so it's just a general landscape.
Still, not the best representing picture.
Well, maybe you blame the North Americans and not me, yeah?
I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming North Americans and you.
Grr, those damn North Americans and their shit naming. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, hell, I've never been. I've never even seen a picture of Kentucky, I think.
It's a meadow.
Oh! I guess that works out, huh? Alright, anyway, moving on then to our mission in Mission Progress. So, the more the settlement grew, the richer Harrod became. He wasn't really an explorer anymore by the time he disappeared, by the way.
You were just but a dude.
Kinda. I mean, he was just a rich politician at this point. So, he owned vast amounts of farmland and, you know, influence. It was, what was it, 80 square kilometers of farmland? Like, it's gonna be rough to handle that all by yourself, huh?
Meh, if you try hard enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You can walk that in a day.
Well, I guess. You could walk one way in a day.
Yeah, well, good enough.
Alright, anyway, as he grew older, he enjoyed being more alone and making big walks through the forest. Reminds me of someone in this very Discord call. By himself.
You and your forest walks always amaze me.
So true. I don't know, Rudy. Next thing, I wouldn't be surprised if you have 80 kilometers of farmland in your back pocket, you know?
But how did he go amiss? We've been going for 6 minutes without, like...
Why do you... Bro, we're so early into the episode, Rudy. Relax. Why don't you... Hey.
I'm dying to know, Henry. I'm dying to know.
Chill out, buddy. Hey. Chill out. Let's sit on this for another minute, just to
I
make you relax.
I think the listeners will shoot you alive soon.
I would hope that they don't shoot me dead. I'd already be gone. Okay, is everybody ready for this, Rudy? Have you calmed down yet?
Yes, yes, yes.
Can you say I'm calm?
I'm calm!
Alright, I believe this, and this is some superb acting. So, in 1792, he went to hunt for, well, beaver with two others in his party.
Two other beavers?
Yes.
Those two homies were like, fuck, fuck, fuck our family, fuck our friends, let's go hunt them down.
It was a hitman mission.
Yes.
So, they went to hunt for beaver with two others, but he never returned. The others did.
Oh, no.
Well, well, well. So, yeah, it kind of didn't become an explorer's ending, but by the time I had mapped half this episode out is by the time I realized that, so I was like, alright, whatever, he disappeared, so it's good enough.
Okay, so this is where we do the thing, right?
We do the thing. Birdie, do the thing.
Well, I know exactly what happened.
Well.
So the ploy was, so you said you went with two others, right?
Yes, he did.
Well, in reality, those two were twats, in a sense, like, he didn't like them. So the plan was to go and kill them, right? The dude right. was like, let's go into the forest, and I'm a survivalist, right? I know how to do, like, things with knife, hunt beavers, survive in the wilds. There's no chance that I cannot kill these townsfolk, I assume, right?
Right.
So they go into the woods. But I guess it wasn't... What was his name, by the way?
Yes.
What was his name?
James Harrod.
James, okay. I guess it wasn't James's day. Because he's stepping like two steps behind the other folks. Aiming mm-hmm. his gun. 2 feet apart, by the way, right? From the... And then he shoots! And he missed. Fuck. He shoots again. And he missed. Fuck. Okay. And this is from the logbooks later on found from James. Definitely true. I'm reading like verbatim right now, right?
Right, right.
So I took the first shot. I missed. I took the second shot. I missed. I was trying to take the third shot. I sneezed and I missed. Then on the fourth shot, I saw a bird. So I shot the bird. So I guess I missed. Then later on, I was like, okay, I'm going to go for the second dude, not the first one. I went for the second dude. That dude looked at the first dude. The first dude said something. That one crawled down, so I missed. For the seventh shot, I think, at this point. For the seventh shot, I aimed. He was right there, and a bear attacked. So I missed. Okay, I was like, okay, fine. I'm gonna take a nap. Maybe it's not my day. I took a nap, and I dreamt about taking a shot. Guess what? I missed, though. For the eighth shot, I woke up. Aimed for somebody, and I shot somebody, but it wasn't one of the two dudes, so I guess I missed. For the ninth shot, I was like, okay, I'm gonna shoot backwards, maybe that's how it goes. Shot backwards, hit somebody again, but he guessed he missed, because that was a lady, not even a dude. Then, fine, he made it the gun's fault, so he took a different gun. He shot, and guess what? He didn't miss, because he shot himself, and that's how he died.
Damn.
Because he was truly? Like, I'm done. On the 10th shot, he was like, I'm done with this.
And this was all documented in his logbook, as you said? He wrote that?
Yes.
On the 10th shot, I shot myself.
Yes.
I like how, in this story, the first two shots, he straight up misses. And by the third shot, it's like, okay, now I have to start inventing excuses because I can't be missing this much, huh? So, whoops, I sneezed. Whoops, there's a bear. I hit a bird, but that's not... Right. Well, that sounds plausible. You know, he wasn't actually that old. Was he? He was like 50. I was about to say he was like an old man. Maybe he had dementia. Well, 50 is like
when you, I think, need a hip replacement already, no? In that day and age.
Yeah, to any 50-year-old listeners, and I hate to say this, but you're on deathbed. By
the
way,
are my parents, I think, already in the category?
Yes. I'm really sorry to say this, but... Hey, I hope you're doing well with your
parents,
replaced hip.
Parents, this is your children saying you need new hips.
Well, yes, I mean, you do need hips. It's kind of crazy, but it's true.
I mean, hips is everything like, okay, I would say hips give you everything you need to flirt with your body.
The hips don't lie, huh?
Well, that's the thing. That's how you flirt. You can lie with your hips. You can. You can, like... It's the same as with, you know... How is it called? A fan. Like, the hand fan thingy.
The hand fan?
Like, for old... Like, in old pictures, you see, like... It was very modern in France back in
the day. Oh, right.
The thing where you... fan yourself with the thing, and you know, like ladies used to flirt with that. Well, that you can do the same with hips in modern day and age.
Did they used to flirt with that? How?
Wait, you don't know this? That was an okay, gentleman's code right here. It was that, you know, those big parties that everybody sees in movies, like, you know, a ball, and right. then ladies arrive with these humongous dresses, folks dressed in all silken garments and whatnot.
Yes.
that was an act, like, those parties, that was an actual code, like, in the sense that guys, you know, they look down the lady, and the lady with the fan gives an answer. Do you want to take me on a dance? I don't want to see you, that kind of thing. There's a whole, like, look it up. There's a thing.
Okay.
So anyways, you can do the same with hips. By the way, back to James, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. So he was swaying his hips in front of the beavers, and they said, holy shit. Yeah, you're coming with us, buddy. So yeah, so he went to hunt. He was checking out some beavers, about to shoot them. He swayed his hips in just the right way, and the beavers were like enticed with James, for lack of a better term.
You
want
to see my dam?
Yeah, that's exactly. So they grabbed him by the legs and dragged him towards the river. They tried to show him the dam, but, you know, by the way they were holding him, he was drowning in, like, a puddle of water.
I just imagine these small, small beavers just dragging a man.
Well, yeah, you know. That's what happens if you shake your hips in just the right way.
I always found beavers to be weird, in a sense of how they, like, look.
Aren't they really cute? Don't you think they're cute?
They are cute, but, like, it's basically they have so their large intestine out their ass.
What?
It's like the tail is, like, so autonomous at some point that it feels like it has its own business going on. It's like the beaver. It's its own organism on
the
beaver.
It's like a parasite on there.
Yeah, but you never know. Have you seen a small beaver? Maybe they're born like maybe. It's just a capybara, and then they get, at some point, because they live in the water, they get the badge of getting the tail, and that's why they become a beaver.
This is beaver society, is when you've done enough, you get your tail tacked onto you at the back.
Yes, you have to earn the tail.
Well, all right. I've got another idea, but this one might be a bit raunchy.
Go for it. I'm intrigued.
So, you know what beaver also, like, stands for, let's say?
Let's not talk about Justin. We don't talk about that bitch.
That's not what I meant at all. But luckily we're a couple hundred years too early for that.
Well, you never know.
I just meant beaver is like a synonym for, well, you know...
Oh. Well, go
you
on.
You know what I mean?
Go on.
So maybe this was really just an elaborate way of saying James was on the prowl. And instead of, like, going out to hunt for the animals...
Yeah, he did go with two lads in the forest.
Yeah, he and his buddies went, just straight up left Harrodsburg, and just went to the big city to go pick up chicks. And, you know,
the route through the forest, the big city.
Yeah,
scenic route. They wanted the countryside charm once they walk in the city.
Yeah, you know, as like an influential politician, he arrived in the big city. I don't know which elusive big city it is at this point, but you know, he was able to have a successful prowl. Put it lightly, and he didn't feel the need to return back to his home, where his wife was going to be waiting with a punishment.
Maybe he was into that, you never know.
Oh, in that case, it's a double whammy, huh?
A double whammy!
You go cheat on your wife, and then you go home to get the punishment you desire. Maybe that's the real disappearance, then. He did that, he came home, and then his wife locked him in the basement for the rest of his life, and nobody ever saw him again.
Ay, 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 ay. Oh, James, James, James.
Do you have anything else, Rudy? Any ideas?
Well, kind of.
Yeah?
So, well, I know you're not a big fan. And okay. I know we kid. But this is pure science facts right now, right?
Okay.
You have to bear with me on this one.
Okay.
Have you heard of the land whale?
The land whale? Alright. I wanted to make a joke here, but I'll refrain. Go on.
Was it a your mom joke?
Yes, it was.
Because I... Cause, fuck. I was going to say the same thing. No, but like... A land whale is a mythical creature. Very scientific, this. And it's basically... So you walk down a path, and then you suddenly see the path starting... It closes on you, and you're basically in a big mouth. Somebody ate you. Right? That's a land whale.
This whale would have to be huge for this to happen.
Yeah, but they like the land whales, because you know normal whales live in the ocean. These live in, like, under the land.
Oh, like that. Okay, yes. Then I get it. Yeah, 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 then I get it.
Yeah. And, well, your boy went into the forest to hunt a land whale with the two other folks.
Uh-huh.
And then the two other folks, well, they sat there for 2, 3 days, 4 days. Well, no fucking land whale. Just your average Bigfoot, but, you know, aliens, but no land whale. What the fuck? What are we going to say when we come back home? So they come up with a scheme. Let's give a bait, right? Let's give him some bait. And you know, James, from all of us, is the most survival-esque. You can be the bait, because you definitely will survive. So, right. So they set up this very elaborate trap to catch a land whale. Mm. Like, you know the equivalent of how people used to catch mice back in the day? A box and a stick, and then you pull the stick and the box falls on?
Right.
Right. So they did kind of that, but they chopped down a tree and then balanced it on another tree. And they're like, when we pull this trigger, this tree will fall onto the land whale and knock him out cold.
Right.
But what happened in reality, James standing there under this tree, right? Hands on his hips, like, well, where's the land whale? The land whale starts coming. you can see the ground rumbling. And then, it's like, imagine this like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. They're like, holy shit, the land whale's coming! Pull the string! The dudes pull the string, the tree starts falling. And James starts running from the tree, but he doesn't go left or right. He just follows the fucking straight path of the tree, and he didn't make it out in time because the tree falls on him.
So James was a bit of a simpleton then.
Yes. And then no land whale and no James anymore.
Yeah, the classic. Oh my god, this big vertical object is falling down. Let me walk away in a straight line instead of one step to the left.
Exactly.
Well, James had what? Wait, James had it coming, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, maybe.
Fucking hell! Hey, you think living in a or walking through the forest, you'd know what a tree looks like, huh? But well, maybe he always had his eyes closed, huh?
Was he blind?
Huh?
Maybe that's why he always lived at the, like, always went, like, you know, lonely somewhere in the woods or was living beside, like, you know, apart from anyone else. He just didn't see. He tried to look for the town center and then he just went the wrong way.
Oh, I thought you were, like, I thought you were gonna say, like, yeah, he thought he was still with his buddies, but he couldn't see him. So.
Oh, that could also have been a thing.
Bruh.
I just now imagine they're walking down this, well, it's all meadows, but there's, you know, there's this one big ravine in Kentucky, like somewhere, it's a mythological place, the ravine of Kentucky. Have you heard about it?
Right, this is a,
yeah,
a big
and
myth.
They were walking near that ravine, and then all three of them, like, walking, James kind of in the middle, because if he goes to the left, one of his buddies can, like, oh, no, like, you know, follow this path. And if he goes a bit to the right, then the other buddy's like, no, go, to, like, you know, keep going straight. So, like, you know, right. They're good friends. But then one of them is like, oh, fuck, my laces got untied. He bends down. The other one is like, let's wait for him. They forgot about James, and James just steps off the ledge of the fucking ravine.
Right. What a tragic death that would be.
You just hear down the ravine.
Well, you know, this was kind of a side note, but I did go to a, like, blind experience center a couple years back.
Wow.
And what it's like a set of rooms set up so you can experience the world like blind people experience it.
That sounds so cool.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty, well, eye-opening, am I right? Hey!
So? Sorry. Is that the end of the story?
That was funny to me. Yeah, that was kind of, it was just interesting.
I remember I went to the Copernicus Museum, I think, it's a bit off rail, but whilst I remember, it's so weird to think about how you perceive things if you are prompted with like specific prompts. For example, the one exhibition I talk about. So they were basically, you probably also seen them there in all the science museums. It's like there's a box where you can stuff your hand in, right? And there's like something inside that you can just like, you can't see, but you can like touch. But the idea in that exhibition was like the whole box is like, it's just pictures of spiders, big spiders. So of course you would just imagine that you will touch a spider, right? Because you're prompted to see that. Like, and of course everybody's like, you know, scary. Nobody, like, nobody really wants to put their hand in it. Everybody's, but in reality, what was in there was like a plushie bear or something.
Yeah. That's also an interesting concept. You know, this also reminds me of like game shows where you're like blindfolded and have to put your hand in a box, and then it's like what. I don't know, some disgusting shit in there, you know? I don't know, not for me.
Yeah, sounds like my last Friday night, holy shit.
You were sticking your hands in places, Rudy?
Yeah, well, honestly, if people would just look after their hygiene more...
Brr.
I recently found out what hemorrhoids are.
Really?
Well, I kind of was... Okay, for whatever reason, I don't know why, because I never looked it up, nobody taught me this... Right. I, for whatever reason, that hemorrhoids, I thought that there's something like that you can catch from other people. I thought they're like, I don't know, like herpes.
Oh, yeah. Like
I don't know
STD.
What they looked like or anything. I just thought that that's something like that. And then I was actually listening to another video, right, from people talking. And I was like, wait, that's what it is? Because apparently hemorrhoids is literally just bruising in your, well, specific area.
Right.
And then it's just swelling.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, that is it. I mean... I don't know why we got here.
Yeah, and honestly, you know what I'm most surprised? How am I, as a gay person, how did I not know what a hemorrhoid is?
Well, maybe you'll find out someday, buddy, firsthand.
I don't want to.
All right, should we wrap it up here? We got pretty far off track.
No. I think James was a big hemorrhoid fan.
Yeah, maybe he died shitting himself. All right, I hate to end it like this, but I did it to myself, unfortunately. So we're moving on to the resolution then. So there were theories to his disappearance, but neither were proven. So there's two. The first is he abandoned the settlement. So, you know, there were several reasons for this, but ultimately that he just left and didn't come back. So kind of makes sense.
Like Bob Leisha.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know if I said this, but he was getting kind of like sad and solitary, you know, so maybe he was just like, fuck off from Harrodstown and just hop on with the fam back in Pennsylvania, you know. Mm-hmm. And the second was that he was murdered by one of his fellow hunters over a property dispute.
Oh.
As they were out hunting. But according...
Bro, it's Kentucky, there's so much land back in the day, just take the next one.
Rudy is a big advocate of colonizing. You heard it here first, people.
Real estate agencies.
Right, that's real estate agency, aka colonizer. Fucked up. Anyway, classic Latvian, am I right? Hey.
I'm so done with this shit. Keep going.
According to the fellow hunters, who did come back, like I mentioned, Harrod was off on his own when a shot was heard, and when they came rushing to help, he was missing, and all they found was traces of recent activity from Native Americans. So presumably he was killed/abducted by Native Americans then. Which could be possible, because that's kind of how his family, couple family members died, you know, so it's not too out there.
Maybe there was this one dude who was like, I don't know, I will not rest until the whole bloodline of Harrods is down to earth 6 feet under.
Right. And then they had to travel a lot because his family was killed in, like, Pennsylvania. I think, yes. The original ones.
Yes.
So they really had it out for him.
Once you commit to something, it's wondrous how people can do wonders, you know?
All right, you know what? I love this. This is an inspirational message. If you put your mind to something, you can do it, people. We believe in you.
Exactly.
All right, well, that was it for James, a.k.a. Mr. Harrod. I hope everybody had a good time listening. You can find us not anymore on Twitter, because I'm officially announcing here, and Rudy doesn't know about this, that I will not be using Twitter anymore. Basta.
What? Really?
Yes, I don't want to use Twitter anymore.
I mean, fair enough. You know what? I'm not gonna... You know, fair enough.
Just email. I mean, it wasn't that active anyway for our Twitter, so whatever. Just hit us up on our email, thevagabonddilemma@gmail.com, if you have any
Forget
suggestions.
Forget about the email. Hit me up on Instagram.
Yeah, that's the secondary option and the more personal option. If you want to send a message to Rudy, please visit Rudy
at... It is 3 zeros, R-U-D-I-S, 3 zeros, right? So it's 3 zeros, Rudis, 3 zeros. I am awaiting you.
Okay. Well, on that note, thank you everybody for listening. Please.
21st, right? 21st. Yes, yes, yes. People, whoever celebrates this, happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, that too. And jolly Christmas and everything.
Right.
Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, just take time off. You deserve it, people. You deserve it. You have worked hard this year. Just give yourself some credit, you know? Chill out, watch some rom-coms, some comedies, or some horror movies if you like, whatever you prefer.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Yeah, honestly, just look, I don't know, say hi to your neighbor once in a year, huh?
Yeah. What a nice Christmas gift that is.
Well, you know, the smallest act of kindness can go a long way, Henry.
Yeah. Sure. All right.
Thanks, Henry. Thanks for just slamming this heartful message into the ground. Merry Christmas, everybody. And
Merry Christmas.
Rudy out. Bye.
Bye.
What a moron.